Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They've raised the bar on Rochester Sports Talk. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
We're going against a heck of an opponent at their place, Super Bowl champs, and you know, it's going to be a great challenge. We're going to have to play for a whole game. We're going to have to play really well and sustain our level of play for four quarters or however long it goes.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott, it's Chiefs week. We'll talk about that and other NFL action as Week 14 gets underway tomorrow night. He is the host of Send It In and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, PJ Glasser. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. And PJ, I think it's only fair you come into the sports bar every week. We forced you to give us a name in a Baltimore accent. You had Gino on your show earlier today. Did you ask him about the PGA's John Rahm while you had him on just to get him to give you a Western New York accent in return?
Yeah, there's plenty of names like that where PJ probably doesn't know this story. PJ, for years, I was just, before he became big, I was like, hey, what about John Rahm? It's not John Rahm.
Yeah, I remember you guys saying that. No, fortunately, no John Rahm talk today, guys. But I want to know how Buffalo is going to stop this Kansas City running back who's been really good for the Chiefs this season.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not talking Jerick McKinnon. I'm talking Isaiah Pacheco. And if Buffalo is going to be able to keep him intact this weekend.
He's coming off of, what did he have, an injury in last week? What was his deal late in that game? No, did he get did he get ejected? What was Pacheco's deal at the end of the Green Bay
kicked
game?
Out, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't remember what the end of the game was. Oh, yeah, he threw a punch. That's right.
That's on right. That pick. Isaiah Pacheco. Good one, PJ. Great pull, and we're off and running with PJ Glasser, the host of BetQL's Send It In. And before we talk NFL, PJ, we've spent so much time this week, this year talking college football with you, and you've given us our fair share of winners week in and week out this season. I don't know, man. I mean, this weekend was nuts. It's something like we'd never seen for the college football playoff that's upcoming, and I'm of the belief that two things can be true, that the college football playoff committee got it right and that Florida State absolutely got screwed.
100%. Daniel, you took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say the exact same thing. I think both things are true, right? Florida State won all their games. They're an undefeated team. They deserve to be in. But again, if you go by the committee's guidelines, and they've been telling us for the last decade that they are going to put the four best teams in, and it doesn't feel like they've always done that. And you just watched that game against Louisville, guys, on Saturday. Obviously, you watched the SEC championship. And, you know, if you want to make the argument that maybe Florida State could have been competitive with the backup quarterback and with how good their defense is, maybe that's true. But I think most would agree that Alabama certainly looks like the better team. So it sucks for Florida State. If Travis was healthy, they obviously would be in the playoff. But we got two elite matchups, guys. I can't remember a time where we've entered the playoff, and you could ask four different people who's going to win the title, and I think you could get four different answers, and it's going to make for two awesome games. I can't wait.
Yeah, and this is a really fun time of year for people that love action, PJ. And before we ask you about, well, all these other bowl games that I'm sure there might be some value in, What about the two playoff games here? Is there anything to be said for putting things down now on Michigan, Alabama, and certainly Texas and Washington? How do you view these two matchups?
Gene, I like Bama and the Rose Bowl against Michigan. I've seen this movie before. The last two times Nick Saban has lost a home game, Bama has gone on to win the national championship. They obviously lost to Texas earlier this year. And maybe they just got that team of destiny feel to them. The 4th-and-31 against Auburn. You end Georgia's 29-game losing streak. You find yourself into the playoff, and now you have a chance to play Michigan and then maybe get a revenge against Texas or something like that. But I like the way Milroe's playing, guys. He's taking care of the football. They're running the ball well. Their offensive line's protecting, and their defense is very good. Both teams have two really good offensive lines. To me, it's going to come down to the quarterbacks and how they play. You know, McCarthy's kind of been on cruise control. Michigan hasn't really needed him to win them a game yet this year. He's going to need to do that. He's going to need to play the best game probably he's had as a Wolverine if they want to win this one. And then we'll see if Michigan's secondary can hold up against Bama's passing attack. But I like the Tide in that game. And then I love the over in Texas and Washington, 64.5. Obviously, Washington, with their passing attack, their three receivers, Penix, you give him a month to try and get healthy. And, I mean, the last two times we've seen Texas against Texas Tech and Oak State, Ewers looks healthy. Their receivers are awesome. Sark's, in my opinion, the best play caller in the game. That's going to be on a fast track in the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans on the turf. So I don't think they can set that total high enough. I like the over in Texas, Washington. I like Bama in the Rose Bowl.
And PJ, were you surprised at the outcome of the Pac-12 championship? Because going into that game, knowing that Oregon was favored the way they were, I mean, the disrespect on an undefeated Washington team going into that game and a guy in Penix who's probably going to win the Heisman Trophy. Did that outcome surprise you a little bit from Friday night?
I wasn't surprised that they won, Danger. I would say I was surprised that the spread got as high as it did. You know, like 9.5, 10. I mean, that's a lot of points, right? I could have seen 7, 7.5. But once it was 9.5, 10, I thought that was too many. Washington, I kept saying it. I just thought that they were this year's TCU. They've won 9 straight games now by 10 or less points. And it's not always pretty. They probably don't deserve to win some of these games, but they just keep winning and they're undefeated. And, you know, I know Texas is rolling. I know a lot of people are going to like them to win that game, but it's tough for me in college football when we get these teams, it feels like every year, that are undefeated. They're having these magical seasons. They probably should have lost a couple games and they just don't lose. We saw with TCU last year, they upset Michigan. So it would be tough for me to bet against Washington in that game against Texas.
So we have 10 days from today, PJ, the beginning of the bowl season. So many games, so many options here. What jumps out at you?
So, guys, there are three I'll give you right off the bat. The first one is Troy and Duke. I like Troy at -7. There are certain things when you look for when you're handicapping bowls. Obviously, the first thing and the word that people will hear over the next month is motivation. And for Duke, obviously, what's their motivation in this bowl? But also, they're going to be without their head coach, our friend Mike Elko, who's off to Texas A&M. And then Riley Leonard will also not be there as well. Troy went 11-2, guys. You know, they had a great year. They won the Sun Belt. They get to go up against the Power 5 team. And that bowl game is in Birmingham. Troy is in Alabama, so they're going to have a huge fan contingency. I like Troy -7. Love Arizona in the Alamo Bowl against Oklahoma -3.5. Zona's got a chance to win 10 games for the first time in forever. Dillon Gabriel, the Oklahoma quarterback, is in the transfer portal, and we're just going to get a highly motivated Arizona team who, by the way, is like one of the hottest teams in college football. They won like 7 games in a row. So love Arizona in that game. And then I like Missouri in a -1.5 against Ohio State. They actually opened as 6.5-point dogs in that game in the Cotton Bowl against Mizzou. Now they're 1.5-point dogs. I love the Tigers, guys. First New Year's Six Bowl in the history for Missouri football. Only 2 losses this year were to Georgia and LSU. They're a really good team. And for Ohio State, no Kyle McCord, no Marvin Harrison. They're going to have other guys that sat out. You lost to Michigan for the 3rd year in a row. You thought you had a chance at playing in the playoff, playing in the title game, and now you got to turn around and you got to play in the Cotton Bowl. So I don't think Ohio State's going to be very motivated. Missouri's going to treat this like their Super Bowl. Love Mizzou, minus 1.5.
PJ Glasser's the host of BetQL. Send it in, and he's stopping by the sports bar here to give us some winners, not just for college football bowl season, but also for week 14 in the NFL, which gets underway tomorrow night. And this is an Iowa type of over-under that we're looking at here between the Patriots and the Steelers. I think I got it at 30.5 on FanDuel, PJ, and I'm still going under. Safe play to assume that that's going to be under 30.5?
Yeah, I mean, that's the only way I could go, Danger. No chance I'm betting the under. I would actually look at the Patriots team total under. That's the way that I would attack that. It's at 12.5. Like, how are the Patriots getting double digits in this game? That just feels way too high, right? Bailey Zappi, short week going on the road, playing against that Steelers defense. I just, in a primetime game like that, guys, their last couple games, what they have done offensively, 0 against the Chargers, 7 against the Giants, 6 against the Colts in Indianapolis. They haven't scored over 10 points in a month. I don't think they're going to start with this game against Pittsburgh. So my favorite play is that team total under for the Patriots, 12.5.
We're talking to PJ Glasser, your host of Send It In on the BetQL Network. Before we get to the main entree here for our audience, that being Chiefs-Bills, and you and I talked about that earlier today, what about this Rams-Ravens matchup? The Rams getting 7 points, and it's a team that's just kind of hanging around there in the NFC playoff position. Is this finally the time where the Rams just kind of assert themselves, or are we ready? Is Baltimore ready to knock them back to the West Coast here, PJ?
Gene, for me, this is a real easy handicap. Lamar Jackson is 18-1 in his career against the NFC. We've seen him at home already this season against two NFC teams in the Lions and the Seahawks. Those games were blowouts. They weren't even close. This is what Lamar, this is what the Ravens do when they play NFC teams. They're coming off a bye week, so they're healthy, they're rested, and it's going to be bad weather in Baltimore on Sunday. They're calling for some rain, some wind. We're getting Los Angeles, who has to come in, play a 10 a.m. local kick, warm weather dome team playing outside in some nasty conditions. Ravens obviously want to run the football, so the condition favors them, the spot favors them, and Lamar's track record against the NFC favors them. So getting that flat 7, I think, is a great number. I like Baltimore on Sunday.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Admittedly, I'm a Bears fan, and so I want to be careful with how I ask you about the Bears and the Lions, but I feel like Bears plus 4 might actually be okay given the turnover machine that has become the Detroit Lions and how close these two teams played each other just a couple of weeks ago. Now in Chicago, your thoughts on this Lions-Bears matchup, PJ?
Yeah, Danger, I'm with you. I like your Bears plus 4. So again, guys, things that people have to keep an eye on this weekend, there are going to be a ton of games affected by weather, right? So that Ravens-Rams game I touched on, the Jags-Browns game, Colts-Bengals, you're going to have some games where it's going to be nasty, it's going to be rainy, it's going to be cold, and it might be the worst in Chicago. And we know the Lions don't like it that way. They want to be indoors. They want Jared Goff comfortable. They don't want him in these games where he's got to deal with elements that are out of his control. And if the elements are bad, the Lions have a good offensive line. They like to run the ball anyways. Problem is, that's the strength of the Bears defense. They have a pretty good run D. Fields is back. He always runs all over the Lions to begin with, and that's probably what he's going to need to do in this game. So I think the bad conditions favor Chicago. You mentioned they should have won that game against Detroit about 3 weeks ago. So I like the Bears plus the four in this spot. I think they're going to play them tough. I'd maybe even take the money line. I think there's a chance maybe they win it outright.
All right, so I'm looking at the weather forecast right now for the Meadowlands, where the Jets will be 4-point. They're getting 4 points against the Texans. Who would have thought the Texans would be favored? But this is where the NFL is. The Jets going back to Zach Wilson. So with this being another crappy weather game here, are the Texans mature enough to cover the spread here, PJ?
All about the spot, gentlemen. Think about the last two games for the Texans, right? Home games against the Jags and the Broncos. Two monster games with playoff implications, division implications. You get the split. I mean, you could see how fired up their sideline was, D'Amico Ryans was, after that stand against the Broncos at the end of the game. Now you got to turn around. You got to go to New York. You got to play in the Meadowlands again. The weather's not going to be good. And we have seen quarterbacks all year struggle against that Jets defense on the road. So Stroud's had an incredible year, but with the conditions and the spot, this is a hold your nose special, fellas, but it could only be the Jets or pass for me. I know it's no fun back in the Jets. They're not going to score you many points, but it's got to be New York or pass for me. This is the spot. This line's come down from 6.5 to 4. We know the public's not betting the Jets. That's sharp money that's bringing that line down. So the Jets are the right side. I think they force some turnovers. They score just enough to keep us within that number.
All right, before we talk about the passing Paisan on Monday night, let's talk about the game we've spent our time talking about all week long, and that's in the late afternoon window on Sunday afternoon with the Bills traveling to the Chiefs. You and Gino had a conversation about it on Send It In earlier today.
Yeah, it was basically kind of opened up. Wait a second. The line, and I didn't realize it. It was at 2.5. Now, PJ pointed out it's at 1.5 in some spots. And it said, look, this looks too odd. It's saying, hey, come on in, bet on the Chiefs. They're at home. You don't hardly have to give up anything. And PJ, did I ask you the question? Does that look suspicious to you?
Oh, it does. It does, Gene. And maybe you bet the Bills in the first half like, you know, you did, like they would have covered against Philadelphia. Look, I don't have to tell you guys. I mean, the Bills just in these one-score games, especially when they go up against good teams with quarterbacks on the other side that find ways to win these games late, I have a hard time taking them on the road in these kinds of games when the spread's that low. So you're right, Gene, the spread, I mean, the numbers are 100% telling you that Buffalo's the side in this game. They're coming off a bye. It should be a good spot for them. Another must win. Kansas City's coming off a tough game in prime time against the Packers, looking to rebound, but both teams with so much to play for. Buffalo obviously fighting for their playoff lives. Kansas City trying to get the one seed. If you're giving me Mahomes under a field goal and at this point essentially a pick 'em, I'm going to take the Chiefs to win that game.
All right, Monday night doubleheader. One of the two games on Monday night we wanted to talk to you about. It's Tommy DeVito, Tommy Cutlets.
Hey,
he's going to win because he's Italian. That's the side I'm taking, PJ. Tommy Cutlets because he's Italian. But you got Jordan Love coming in, the Packers. And the Packers are playing out of their mind right now. Which side you lean here?
Guys, I think it's a great sell-high spot on Green Bay. Two great wins the last couple weeks against the Lions on Thanksgiving, then against the Chiefs in prime time, right? Jordan Love's playing awesome. The Packers are in the playoffs if it started today. Now you got to go on the road. You got to play our guy DeVito on Monday night. I would buy the Giants up to 7. I'd take New York. I don't understand why the Giants are still trying to win all these games, but that's what they're doing. They've won their last two. I don't know if they beat Green Bay this week, but I certainly think they can hang around and keep it close. So, I mean, the Packers, you couldn't buy any higher on Green Bay right now with the last two opponents that they've beaten, how good they've looked doing it with the whole world watching. So I'm going to take the Giants in this spot at home as home dogs.
Yeah, PJ, I want to get your thoughts here on the MVP race. And it came up in this context because, Brock Purdy is one of the favorites right now. But I'm going to make the argument that Christian McCaffrey is actually the MVP of that offense. And he's at plus 2,500. So could the MVP actually go to a non-quarterback here in the year 2023? And are we coming back on Monday saying, after getting by Philadelphia, would Dak Prescott be the MVP leader at that point? Your thoughts, is there any value right now in the MVP race?
I mean, I think there is. It's one of the most fascinating MVP races I can remember, just because, Gene, like you said, it feels like for the first time in a while, like maybe a position player can win it. Maybe McCaffrey or Tyreek Hill can win. But what also makes it so good is that these teams are going to play each other down the stretch, right? So Lamar, Tua, Mahomes, Hurts, Purdy, and Prescott, those six guys are kind of the quarterbacks in the conversation. Well, Lamar plays Brock Purdy on Christmas Day. Lamar also plays Tua and the Dolphins the second to last week of the season. Ravens and Niners might be the battle of the two best teams in the league. Ravens and Dolphins might be the battle for the one seed in the AFC. Obviously, Mahomes is a big game against Buffalo this week. Purdy's already beaten Dak and Hurts. Dak and Jalen play this week, so I think it's really fascinating. Purdy would be my bet, just because the Niners, when they are healthy on offense, are a machine, and nobody can beat them. Nobody can even come close to beating them, so he's playing great. The Niners are putting up a ton of points. I would say the value would be on Tua, just because four of the last five games for the Dolphins are at home, and they're not playing great teams, and we know what the Dolphins tend to do against bad teams, and if they do get that number one seed, I think he'll have a chance of winning it. But as of right now, guys, if I had a bet, he's beaten Dallas and the Eagles head-to-head. He's looked good doing it. I'm going to take Brock Purdy as of today to be my play.
Are we completely dismissing the idea that a running back can win MVP in today's NFL? Because I think Peterson might have been the last running
correct.
Back, right?
Yeah, 2017, yeah.
And to think about what he did that season and what McCaffrey is doing this season, I mean, what would McCaffrey have to do that he hasn't already done to at least be in that conversation of a non-quarterback who should be considered for MVP?
That's the thing. I don't know what he could do. It just feels like at this point we've gotten to the MVP's going to a quarterback and the offensive player of the year is going to a running back or a receiver, which shouldn't be the case because, I mean, you guys are right. Like, what more does he have to do? He scores a touchdown just about every game. He's so dynamic running and receiving with the football. I don't know. I agree with you that I think it should almost be him over Purdy, but the odds and just the track record and the way the league's trending, and it just seems like at this point, guys, we're giving the MVP to the quarterback of the best team. And that's why at this point, I kind of feel like it's going to go to Brock Purdy. But man, I would love to see it going to McCaffrey, because if he keeps going at the pace he's going, I mean, the guy scores a touchdown every game as a running back. Like, he absolutely deserves to win the award if he does that.
Well, when Isaiah Pacheco gets in the end zone on Sunday, PJ, we'll be thinking of you, bud.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Guys, and I so badly wanted to talk about Jalen Milroe in the Rose Bowl, but we didn't get there. Oh. So we have to settle for Pacheco. But we got time until the Rose Bowl.
We do. We do. Yeah.
Let's save Milroe for another time.
Let's not spend it all in one place, PJ. We'll be back again next week with some more plays, and we'll get closer to that New Year's Day of Bliss when we'll have a lot of great college football action, and of course, Week 15 action when we talk to you next week as well. Appreciate the time. We'll be checking you out on the app with Send It In.
You guys are the best. Thanks, guys.
There he is.
Thanks, PJ.
PJ Glasser, the host of Send It In, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
Tua is at plus 850 for the MVP, and he's right. If the Dolphins beat the Cowboys and the Ravens and the Buffalo Bills and they ascend to the top seed, sure.
You're asking the Dolphins to beat a team with a winning record.
It's asking a lot.
It's asking a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like Purdy. Right now, it feels like Purdy.
It shouldn't be Purdy. I'd say McCaffrey
is with you.
Yes.
I'm with you on that. And McCaffrey will be your offensive player of the year if it's not Tyreek Hill. I mean, ultimately, it'll come down to who's delivering more of a record-breaking performance, because they're both doing things that are just eye-popping, and you really can't believe that a running back or a wide receiver can do some of the things that these guys do consistently week in and week out. It's been special.
Well, the way I see it, and because Philadelphia kind of in a tailspin here, I see finally Dallas getting over on Philadelphia. It's a regular season game, mind you, and that's where we're going to come back on Monday. It's going to be the coronation of Dak Prescott is your MVP. Here come the Cowboys, and maybe this year ends up differently for Dallas, or maybe I'm completely off base, Danger, that Dallas does their traditional December kind of fade away.
Well, I think if you were to poll Cowboy fans, most of them would say we're waiting for it. We're waiting for the meltdown. We're waiting for the game that is the letdown, the game that is the disappointment. You saw it earlier this year.
Dude, I think Cowboy fan is a lot like Bills fan, meaning they're blind to all that.
Mm.
They're like, no, this is it. This is it. And then when it happens, it's like, hey, you should have known.
Let me ask you a question, since we're talking about the Cowboys. If you needed an appendectomy, How long are you on the shelf for?
Well, we're talking, it's not bursting, right?
Like, no, you need the surgery. You need to get that thing removed. You have to have your appendix removed.
Removed, but it didn't burst. Because, like, if you burst, you're in the hospital.
Right. Yeah, that's you problem. Burst. Yeah, that's life threatening in some cases.
A week.
You need a week.
2 weeks. Like, I think that would, why? You see my future here?
No. Yeah. Mike McCarthy went in for an appendectomy.
Whoa.
Today.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And he's going to coach on Sunday. Football guys, man. Just different breeds. Appendectomy today on the sideline Sunday. Sorry, coach. Not me. Nope. Can't do it. I need a little bit more time. I'm going to be holed up in a hospital bed and you're removing my appendix. Yeah, I'm going to milk that a little bit. Not McCarthy. They'll be out there all jaundiced and stitched up on Sunday.
Who was the coach? It was Hugh Freeze. He was the coach of Liberty.
Yeah.
He played against Syracuse. They lost 21-0, but he's up in the press box in a hospital bed.
That's
with
right.
a headset on. They brought him into the stadium in a hospital bed.
I remember that. That's right. These guys are just wired differently. It's a little weird.
A lot of weird.
We're going to take a break, come back. Dan Fates, 13 Wham Sports. We'll talk Bills and Chiefs as Fates at practice today in Orchard Park. On his way back from practice in Orchard Park, he joins us here right around 4:25 in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. As the weather gets colder, the NFL offers stay hot on FanDuel. It's Mike Danger for FanDuel Sportsbook, official partner of 95.7 The Fan. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 moneyline bet. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is super easy to use. You've got a wide range of betting options, everything from spreads to player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Mike, M-I-K-E, FanDuel.com/Mike to kick off the NFL season with me on FanDuel, the official partner of the NFL. 21 plus and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $5 pre-game money line wager required. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.